guns firing, shells flying, and swords flashing and hacking away. The enemy poured in with red faces and gnashing teeth. But my father stepped forward and he drew his sword. No one could stand against him. No one. He cut and he slashed. Arms and legs and heads rolled off as quick as lightning.
You tell him, Teddy.
Yeah, I love this part.
My father seized the flag and looked around. He was alone. The other soldiers had been beaten back. But was he in a worry?
Certainly not.
No, sir! He gave a loud hurrah!
Hurrah!
Picked up his sword and fought his way back with an even greater fierceness. It was a race for life, and he ran backwards the whole way. He wasn't going to turn his back on the enemy until he reached his own colonel!
Yay!
But just a few yards away from safety, he saw one of his comrades lying injured, shot in the leg. He turned back and carried him to safety. Then, turning to his colonel, with his last breath, he said, "Captain dead, sir, but I've got the flag." He saluted and then dropped dead at the colonel's feet, blood gushing out of his heart, over his clothes and over this button. And 30 bullets and 6 swords had gone through my father's body. He was a soldier of soldiers.
Wasn't it 20 bullets the last time, Teddy? And 3 swords?
And that's the story of my button, the one I wear on my jacket now, and will carry till the day I die.
Yeah!
And did your father have only one button on his coat?
Who are you? Only a girl. Pay no attention, Teddy.
The coat was sent to my mother with only one button on it. If you'd been through a battle and killed so many people, you would have lost all your buttons.
Yeah, who are you? Come on.
So, is this a true story you tell?
Of course it's true.
Well, I don't believe a word of it, and I'm leaving before I have to hear any more.
Woo! You were never invited to listen in the first place.
Who is she, Sam?
A girl who doesn't know anything.
Like most girls.
But she didn't believe me.
You can't let it bother you, Teddy.
But it was my father's honour she questioned, Sam.
Yes, you should have slugged her.
I couldn't slug her. I wish I could, but she is a girl. And good soldiers don't fight girls. If only she'd been a boy, then I would have slugged her.
And you would have won.
But I'd be in trouble again. Mother says I get in too many scuffles. But I don't understand. If soldiers can fight, then why can't boys?
Probably the same reason why they don't let us carry swords.
Yes, Grandmother was quite angry about that.
You did put a hole in her dress.
Perhaps I wasn't quite truthful about the bullets when I told the story. I think it was 6 bullets and 3 sword cuts. I forget sometimes when I tell it how many there were. But that girl said she didn't believe a word of it.
I wouldn't worry about that as much as your grandmother. She's coming this way, and she doesn't look happy.
I forgot to milk the cows this morning.